So, let's start again after that coffee break. With us is now Arvid Requarte, who is with Univention, and will talk about challenges for open LDAP-based distribution. Have fun.
Yeah, the title is a bit revised because it was too long for the slide. So, some of our challenges for open LDAP-based identity management in general. The agenda is quite simple. First, I'm going to explain how Univention Corporate Server, the product of my company, is using Samba 3 currently. And then I'm going to explain how we think we can integrate Samba 4 into UCS. Univention Corporate Server, first, maybe a little bit, what is that? It's a Debian-based Linux distribution, 100% open source API. AGPL3, so the code we write ourselves is AGPL3, offering a Windows-like domain concept. That is, we use Samba 3 to have Windows domain control, open LDAP directory services, and with this we have identity management that is quite granular, so we can have user account options like Kerberos, Samba, POSIX, or Groupware, or any mix of that. We provide domain services like print and file shares, DNS domain services, DHCP, NTP, public key, all the usual stuff. How do we use Samba 3 in UCS? There are essentially two ways we use it. The one is the standard config, you know, and then there is a configuration for branch offices or remote sites. The standard config, well, it's a PDC with the Open LDAP master as PassDB backend. Then there are a couple of BDCs with read-only LDAP slave servers. And we have LDAP replication via an Open LDAP overlay and so-called listener modules on the target hosts. The setup features schema replication and replication to non-LDAP hosts. For example, mobile clients like this one. The slightly non-standard configuration is the one for branch offices or remote sites, where you have a central LDAP master providing the PassDB backend, and you have branch office sites that are running independent primary domain controllers with on local LDAP slaves. So they don't see each other, so it's okay to have several primary domain controllers. This features selective LDAP replication to the sites using LDAP ACLs, and you have a single domain, that is, you can move users between the branch offices without any hassle. To get this going, we have we do a UCS domain join, which is kind of like Windows join. So you run Univention join, enter the administrator password, and you join the backup machine into the master, or the slave to the master, or any other machine, really. Well, you can also join Windows machines into that, sure. How is this administered? It's this is a little bit nasty scheme, but it's quite simple. You have the Univention Directory Manager. This is a bunch of Python code sitting on top, which provides the RP. You can control this via web interface or command line, and this writes LDAP into an Open LDAP backend, like all the usual identity management stuff. And then you have this listener notifier mechanism to replicate the changes to for example, DC backups or DC slaves. If they run Open LDAP, the changes are written into the Open LDAP. Otherwise, local listener modules are called to write changes into the configuration files on the hosts. So there are basically two layers for the configuration. We have domain-wide configuration with the Univention Directory Manager. This also has a directory policy concept similar to GPO. Not quite that sophisticated. with inheritance down the LDAP tree, and you have a post a per host configuration with a so-called Univention config registry, which is offers a flexible template mechanism for configuration files with inline Python code. This is also customer extendable in SERP. As a third part, we have a component that's called the UCS Active Directory Connector. It's a bidirectional selective synchronization mechanism for user accounts, group definitions, and passwords, or any other arbitrary LDAP objects to Active Directory and back. This is quite useful for migration scenarios from Active Directory to UCS, or sometimes the other way around. It can be used to establish interoperability between both directory services, so you can run them in parallel. You have an AD and an open LDAP-backed Samba 3. Or you can establish something called a meta directory, where you synchronize several AD domains into one open LDAP directory. That's not quite the same as a forest because you don't have like all the cabras set up. But so schematically, you have what I said already. You have the Univention directory manager, open LDAP, and listenum. This was a standard stack, and then you have the Active Directory connector daemon that is triggered by the listener, and it writes or reads objects in the Active Directory via the LDAP interface. To get password hashes synchronized, we have a custom Univention password daemon running on the Windows host, so we can read and write password hashes. So the green borders here symbolize the Windows domains. So actually you have two domains without noticing it that much. The user has two SIDs. This is, he has a SID in this and he has a SID in that. So basically you have two user IDs, but the name is the same and the password is the same. So that's why share access works transparently, because it's same username, same password. This is quite easy to set up via web form, so it's not that difficult. So how are we thinking to integrate Samba 4 into UCS? Well, first, let's think about priorities and requirements we have. As a software vendor or distributor, Linux distributor, we need to have a certain continuity in our code. So we have to have the Univention directory manager code, so the Python IP, working on Open LDAP with replication to all UCS systems in the UCS domain. And we need to have selective directory replication to remote sites. We need this for school setups and so on, where you don't want to have all accounts on each school available for security reasons. On the other hand, apart from the requirements, we want to follow primary upstream Samba 4 strategies, that is LDB, native LDB, and DRS replication between the Windows servers and the Samba 4, or between Samba 4 servers. So what are the issues here? Samba 4 currently doesn't support DRS replication with the Open LDAP backend. And on the other hand, Open LDAP does not support DRS replication for any foreseeable future. There are no initiatives in the Open LDAP team, it seems. So the challenges are here. Well, obviously the LDAP port is occupied by Samba 4. So you have to get Open LDAP out of the way. Otherwise, the domain join, pack signing, and so on will not work. Then you have AD schema, where there's Samba 3 schema differences. So there's some kind of mapping necessary, probably. And you have the Samba 4 native LDB API, RP, that is new, versus the standard LDAP RP. So you can decide which one you want to use. Then we need to keep password hashes and Kerberos keys. Otherwise, we have to do a lot of administrative work on the client side, on the customer side. So the first approach we took in that direction was to use the OpenLDAP backend with LDB map. In 2006, we had a Google Summer of Code student as an intern at Univention by name of Martin Kuhl. And the code he did was partly accepted upstream, but it's now unmaintained, especially because it used embedded JavaScript. So I think that was canceled in 2008 or something. So challenges two. Lately, the Samba 4 OpenLDAP backend was deprecated, so it's not in the Samba 4 how-to anymore, as recommended or viable advertised strategy to use. Because there are some issues with the OpenLDAP backend. Maybe the most prominent is that there is no transaction safety. Then you need quite a couple of SLAPD overlays, that is referential integrity, member of, and RENVAL, for example. Then there are missing LDAP controls like extended DN control. Well, these could be provided. And then there is maybe performance. I'm not quite sure of that, but Samba torture tests seem to have hinted that the performance of the OpenLDAP backend or the interface to it are a bottleneck. So, how to get over it? Well, the idea was to use the Univention AD connector and build on it and use it as a Samba 4 connector. Since Samba 4 has its goal to be like Active Directory, it should work with the Univention AD connector, given a few modifications. So we're following here the most flexible strategy, actually. So we sync Samba 4 and OpenLDAP at LDAP level instead of LDB level. So the code stays more or less the same. And we don't have to deal with changes in the LDB AP that might happen on the Samba team side. So we started a collaboration, we initiated a collaboration with Sanet in December 2010, where Stefan Metzmacher implemented a new LDAP control, bypass password hash for us for the Samba 4 LDAP I interface, so the Unix domain socket. In adopting this, the Samba 4 Python bindings helped a lot, so we are happy that JavaScript was ditched. And so we could use NDR pack and unpack routine for the DCE RPC DRS blobs. Apart from a few seg faults, it was quite straightforward. Well, as a proof of concept of this, we released a Samba 4 UCS prototype end of January. So it's a DVD, which you can just install and in a virtual machine or some, and check out if this is kind of what you want and if it's stable enough for your case. So it's based on Samba 4 Alpha 13 at that time, with a couple of upstream patches from the Samba Git. And, well, working, we have creating functional user group and machine accounts via the Univention Directory Manager, just like with the AD Users and Computers module, or, well, by simply joining Windows clients into the UCS Samba 4 domain. So the Kerberos hashes are transferred and the password hashes are transferred too. current limitations are that it's just a single UCS master, so we didn't bother implementing the whole domain structure yet, but I'll show you how we think it might work. And it's lacking Caribi 5 DDNS currently, because at that time we used an old bind 9, so that was not yet in. But I think that's feasible. And it also depends on strategies in the Samba team. So what you have then, what you figure we have then, is a single domain, so one trust context, where you have the usual open LDAP replication via our custom UCS listener notify replication to other open LDAP servers, or to servers that don't run open LDAP. So you can have all the domain configuration automation. And you have the Samba 4 running on, well, the master and possibly a slave or several slaves. And at some point, you have the synchronization. So here, for simplicity, I have it here on the DC master, or on the UCS master, rather. So you have DRS replication, so the other hand of the cake, between the Samba 4s and the Windows 2008. So in this setup, the Univention Directory Manager allocates the POSIX UIDs for NSS LDAP and WinBind ID mapping and such, and provides conflict management on its side, e.g. Collisions in object naming. On the Samba 4 side, does the allocation of the SIDs, and the Samba 4 connector provides the bidirectional password hashes sync and Caribi 5 keys, and it's triggering Samba account generation. So you send the account data over, and you get an SID back. And it has to implement some amount of attribute mapping, but it's really on a case-by-case level. So you don't have to map the whole scheme, which Twitch discouraged me from. So what are the challenges for the next major UCS release? It depends on the current Samba team initiatives, and it has some general homework to do on our side. So current Samba team initiatives include maybe the ditching of bind 9 and replacing it by an internal DNS server. We will have Kai talking about this. And on the other hand, obviously, file and print integration. So S3 Compat or Frankie, it depends on the strategy. I guess it's S3 Compat type, but maybe we don't really care. So we will do whatever comes up. So on our side, we have to do DNS object replication. Obviously, we need that for example, for this DDNS, and maybe the hookup between bind 9 and Samba 4, which Trish mentioned. And, we need to do ACL configuration for the Samba directory. We have ACLs for Open LDAP, but they're no use if you don't have ACLs on the Samba directory. Then we have to test our UCS site concept, that is the selective replication with the Samba 4 DCs. We guess that it will work, but we have to run tests, and we don't know yet for anything issues that come up there. After 3.0, we have dot releases for the 3 series, and then there is the in the future, next major release will be 4, which kind of matched some before. So we have options for the upcoming patch releases and patch level releases are thinking about the UCS site concept versus the AD Samba 4 site concept. So maybe we could replace it or enhance it. Then there is obviously some customers need multi-domain support. AD Forest could help here a lot. Then we have group policy administration. That would be nice. Currently, you can only do group policy administration on the Windows side, and well, it would be nice to have it in our management system as well, so that you can use them just like Intervention Directory policies. And ACL administration, maybe. We refrained from open LDAP ACIs for security reasons. We thought it's better to keep them in a file, but maybe it's a way. Options for the next major release would then be maybe use SAMP4 as a primary directory instead of open LDAP. That would need quite a lot of recoding in our Python code. And it depends. We need schema extension support in SAMP4 for that, because our customers have schema extensions, so we cannot do that without that. They can read from the open LDAP port, but and then the question is, maybe we can use GPLs to enhance the Univention directory policies or replace them entirely. Well, thank you, and thanks to the Samba team, and you're welcome with questions.
First, I just want to say I'm glad that you found your way out of the morass that was the SAMP4 LDAP backend. Having led you down that, your company down that path many years ago, I'm glad you found a way out that seems to be working for you. It didn't turn out to work for us. I really like the approach, the way you're working on it, and one of the things that I hope we can do is even better synchronization between the two. Matthew Pato, I think, who's over in the other side of the room there, is working on the DirSync protocol, and that should mean you should be able to get your updates, you know, as they come into Samba, you should be able to get them, and we should be able to, you know, have passwords and things synchronized out in real time as you need them. Yes. So hopefully we can... I don't like synchronization solutions. I much prefer a single directory, but I think we can probably do a decent job for you, and it seems better than the mapping approach that I previously advocated.
Yes.
How exactly are the password fetched from a real Windows Server AD with your tool?
Well, I don't know the details, because this was I came to Univention 3.5 years ago, and I think my boss did it, I don't know, 6 years ago. But they are kind of using the Windows AP to get stuff out of there. So it's a native Windows application that you run there. It's not Python code. So.
Any more questions?
But since it's open source, you can have a look at it.
One question. You have a SAMBA 3 domain controller, and you have an Heimdall KDC in the current Univention.
Yes.
And what will happen with them if you bring in SAMBA 4 and do the synchronization between them?
Well, it depends. There are different approaches to that. You can either put the SAMBA 3 as with security ADS into the AD domain and leave the Heimdall running there. Heimdall will probably run on all hosts that don't run SAMBA 4 in our setup. Interoperability seemed to work. Well, it's just Heimdall on both sides. Maybe we have to integrate some patches into the old standard Heimdall. And then there are different ideas about how to get migration done. So maybe we could use, we could keep up the SAMBA 3 PDC and do like what we did with the AD before, and have kind of two SAMBA domains in our UCS domain. or two UCS domains for the customer. I mean, this is pretty straightforward. Every customer can do that for himself. Not all things are settled there. We have to think, we have to make proposals to our customers. There was a first one who had problems with trust relations between Samba 3 and Active Directory. They had a massive crash of their AD servers, fortunately, not us, due to a bug in Windows. And they were thinking about migrating to Samba 4 right now. But fortunately, they have a tight schedule, a full agenda on their own. So we have some time to think about it and develop new concepts there.
Another question. You mentioned that you have a custom replication protocol in OpenLDAP that does more things than only LDAP replication. I think on your presentation there was something about that.
Yes?
Replicating other things than an OpenLDAP server.
Well, no, it's actually replicating. We just use the LDAP AP. We could also use a sync REPL or something. The only thing is there are two things, apart from laziness, that we need to have there. We need to trigger these the execution of the listener modules on the target host, because we need this. I mean, the whole point of this is to have a central administration for the local host configuration, like in Puppet or something else. And the second thing that comes in directly with this is that you have replication to hosts that don't run OpenLDAP. So if you would just use sync REPL, then you would not gain access to those. So these are mainly the two issues there. That's why we did this.
And do you plan to, if you would choose to use the Samba 4 replication as the only replication solution, would it be possible to do these things?
Well, then we would, unfortunately, maybe have to go the LDB into the LDB again to get notified about changes, or maybe JSONC would be an option, because we kind of need a process that listens to what OpenLDAP changes, or what changes in the directory. But there are several options, so I don't think that's a big problem.
Any more questions? That's your chance. So then, thank you very much. Of course, you always have the opportunity to ask questions outside during the coffee breaks and all this stuff, so don't be shy. Just jump in with questions. So we have a little bit time.